you have decided to catch up on the Kennedy Malloy Drive Show. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Wednesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
G'day, Mickey. G'day, Janie.
Here we go. Let's do it
G'day.
Again.
G'day. How are you, Dave?
One for the Gipper. It's going to be a ripper. Hey, we are going to do... We've got a couple of very good guests today. Mm. Andy Lee, friend of the show, is back on deck. He's going to join us for some calls. He's got an interesting topic he wants to put out to the whole team.
It's a good ISO topic, isn't it?
Yeah, I like that a lot. A TV legend.
Ray Martin.
Is that how you would describe him?
Come
up first. TV
100%,
legend, 60 Minutes journalist, one of our award-winning journalists.
Iconic
Australian, host of Good Sorts and Top Blokes, was it?
Yeah.
Which was one of my favourite shows, by the way.
Good Sheilas and Top Broads.
I tell you what, and he loves, he's had a big part in the history of Reconciliation Week.
We'll focus on that week.
So we'll get him on to have a chat
to him about that.
What about the Logies? No Logies. I'm sure he'll have an opinion on that.
I'm sure he will. That'll be interesting to hear. That's exciting. We've also got, I don't want you to do this, but you're claiming to do something to me today, which is
making me
very tense.
I've already cried today.
I told you.
It's something we used to do, and we're going to do again because it's so much fun. Dave, have the emotional music standing
by. Okay, I will.
Yep. That's what we'll do.
And remember, coming back? Have we said that yet?
Well, that'll be a part of Apocalypse Watch, of course, which will be What's Not Coming Back. Yesterday, we did Blowing Out Candles on Cakes. We've got a couple of new additions. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through.
Yeah.
But we'll start with just disturbing news.
What's disturbing news?
You do something and you try and make the public laugh. You put yourself out there and you do your best. And then they turn on you
with hurtful, I know what you're talking about.
Hurtful comments.
Yes.
Like those I've experienced on my Instagram page after posting pictures of me when I was underpant modelling.
Well, is that what you call it? Or just you love being in your derp, so? I mean, you've never shied away. For as long as I've known you, you in fact stormed on the set of the Ernie Sigley and Denise Drysdale show in about 1991. Do you remember?
Let me give you the background to that.
Well, what kind of background could there be?
Okay. Hear me out.
In context.
I jumped up and down on Ernie and Denise's set. They were doing a live broadcast from Maya in the city. Now, this is for the late show. However, me and Jason Stevens that day had turned up because there was supposed to be a doorbuster sale. So we thought we were going to go down there and there'd be like middle-aged women queued up, ready to lose a finger in a squabble over some white goods. And it didn't happen because there was no one there. So, and you know what the late show was like. If you came back empty, you were rooted. So we are wandering around Maya, right? And we get up to haberdashery or women's underwear, whatever you call that.
Or say that word again, Mick.
Haberdashery.
Oh, my God. I love it when a man says that word.
There it is. So, Manchester.
Whoa.
Oh, stop.
Need a moment.
Anyway, we're going through and we see me and Jason. We're quite forlorn at this stage. We go, we're really stuffed. And then we see them recording a live TV show for Channel 9 and all the women are there. I go, dude. Just roll the cameras. I'm gonna take one for the team here. So I wander backstage, and I'm just standing there. And I remember speaking to Dermot Brereton, who was one of the guests that day. And as I'm talking to him, I'm just casually removing my pants. Oh, yeah, that's interesting, Dermot. Yeah, no worries. And as I'm removing him, you can see him going, what are you doing? And I go, excuse me one second, Dermot. And I just fly past him out onto set and start running around maniacally. So I did
Ernie
that
Ernie laughed. They really laughed. They enjoyed it. That was right up his alley, wasn't it?
But I'm hurt at some of the comments on Mick Malloy 66, Instagram page, and there's been over 300 comments, most of them full Jane.
That's because, yes, I did show this picture on national television yesterday on Studio 10. Because
to the girls.
I wanted a picture of yourself in my office, which I showed
you. That's the one you chose.
I did. Okay, so people have said, short Anthony says, like a bag of walnuts hanging in a stocking at the Vic Market, Mickey.
That's hurtful.
I think you've got a solid case for workplace sexual harassment.
Thank you. That's from you showing it without
my
permission.
Yes. That's a bit rude. Surely you weren't drugged, says Arrow Lee 001.
Possibly.
Surely you possibly were. Thought this was before ISO. It was. That's why I put it up, because I thought it was very flattering for you to look.
Yes.
Why? Oh, I can't read.
Green Dog Face says, oh no, there goes sleep tonight.
There you go.
Barrett 84.
Where's that hair?
Barrett says, still no blue tick. Valiant Van
says,
where's
my blue tick?
Valiant says, so brave. I don't know where your blue tick is.
I can't believe they stayed white, says Dodgy Doodah.
Where's my blue tick, by the way?
Oh, geez, you're needy. Give it a day or two.
What did you do today, Jane?
Well, I'm still reeling from what happened last night.
Oh. What happened? Tell me what happened.
Because I tried to buy something. Is that where you're heading?
Yes. What did you try and buy?
Well, I didn't. A young person who lives in this house had his
I'll tell you what, let's do this when we get back. Let's go to the break.
Well, that sounds interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah,
We'll get this going because we might ask for callers on this topic. Yeah.
All right, great.
Well, stick around. And look, if you get through today on the air, we'll get you an invitation to go see Rob Thomas with our garage session as well. It's a big Wednesday. Stay here.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Ray Martin, yes, the 5-time Gold Logie winner, will be joining us this hour. And in the second hour, Andy Lee as well. Gee, some showbiz guns on the show. Kennedy
some
Malloy.
Royalty in the house. A-list blue chip Australian icons here to chat with us. I feel so privileged. All right, Jane, what were you doing last night?
Well, last night...
It caused you so much consternation. You were upset.
Well, not so much.
You were trying to do something for your kids, weren't you?
Well, one of them came and suggested that he wanted to purchase a pair of Nike sneakers. And we all know they're really expensive, so it was going to be either a birthday present or something. They're about $140 or something like that, which is super expensive, right? I go, what are they?
$140 is not expensive for a pair of runners.
Aren't they?
That's kind of the average. Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so.
That's just standard fare.
But it's what they are, limited edition, and it is called...
Oh, wait. You save that till last. A limited edition Nike range of what?
Chunky Dunky sneakers.
What's that?
It's a collaboration between...
Sounds like something
Nike.
I should wear.
Nike and Ben and Jerry's, and they have teamed up to create a runner... That is features all the vibrant colours of Ben and Jerry's, a black and white cow pattern, and the dripping Nike swoosh logo looks like ice cream melting.
Who wants those?
One of my kids did, and I said, he goes, but not to wear. I go, what do you mean? He goes, to sell, Mum, later on eBay. I go, what are you talking about?
Clever.
Because you buy them for $140. Currently, they are selling in the US for $4,000 Australian.
So you turn so limited edition, you buy them,
yes,
you turn
you
them over,
them, yeah.
you make a net profit, bang,
yes.
you go to school and tell all the other kids that you're
that
rich.
That you've made, And apparently it's a thing. There's sneaker apps I didn't know about.
Are they going to go up or down over the next week? Is now a good time to sell? Should you have sold last night?
You should have sold like – so we all try – it's 8 o'clock, the tick over, and I'm so nervous. And it's 1 minute to 8 and we're standing there and waiting to hook in, and we get in, and at the last minute I go to submit all the details – crash. Site's crashed.
Oh, no.
We go refresh. Sold out. Worldwide. Bang. Took a minute.
All gone.
Next minute, we go on eBay and we start seeing them all pop up. And we start seeing people have bought them already selling on eBay for $1,400, $2,000, $2,500. And
what?
I did hear a pair of size 13 chunky dunkies in the US were up for $13,000.
Oh, no.
I would get them and do a shoey with Ben and Jerry's. I put my Ben and Jerry's inside the chunky dunkies. 1-333-353.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
1-333-353.
Have you got this? Yeah.
What have you bought online? Get on
that's
now
right.
and tell us that for investment purposes, or that you could on sell now. Can I tell you what I had?
Yeah.
What?
I had a slab of Duff beer.
So oh, my gosh.
Remember that someone started marketing Duff Beer, which was the beer from The Simpsons. The Simpsons, of course, then came in and said, that's illegal. So they got pulled. Now, I had a slab of Duff Beer in my fridge that I believe at one stage were going for about $18,000.
What?
Yeah.
It's still there. Where are you storing it?
I drank it.
You did? What?
I did, because I came home one night and I had no other beer in the house. Let's just say I'd had a couple.
Right. Did you know that, though, it was...
I didn't know the exact price. I knew it was valuable. I was told, whatever you do, don't touch that. Don't open it, because it was, as a case, it was worth as an unopened case. You know, it's like your $6 million man, if it's still in the box, it's worth more than if it's not.
That's right.
My God.
So I said, do not, whatever you do not take it out. And I've come home, I've gone, oh,
I've heard of some people...
murder a beer. And that's what
well,
I
that's
went.
That's ridiculous.
Do you remember with Mitcoin, though, we had a lot of that. People were offering us a lot of stuff that they had collected over the years. Which I thought was really interesting. Someone had an old Chico roll holder, which they reckoned was worth a lot of money because it was...
Yep.
Remember those that you put the Chico roll in? And you...
I know, exactly. A Chico roll holder. I always coveted one of those.
Yes.
What about the a VB Warnie doll? I had one of those.
Which apparently was going for a lot of money.
That was, yeah. And what about the Black Label Mint Condition Penthouse magazine from 1986?
Hello.
Still have that on my bedside table.
Is that where that's gone?
It's been a great help in ISO. Any callers coming through?
We have
can't
got
tell
some.
The look new at, phone system. If,
yes,
nothing.
Let's go to Trevor.
Yep. There we go.
Can we go to Trevor? Hello, Trevor. What did you get that you coveted, you got, and then you wanted to sell?
Well, I got the Dwayne Johnson The Rock signature shoe from Under Armour, his first shoe we ever made with Under Armour.
Right. And do you remember how much you paid?
$220 Australian.
Now, do you know what it's worth now?
Too much, but I'm not selling them because I'm a size 15-inch shoe and I struggle to find shoes as it is.
Okay, so you're going to hang on to that one?
Absolutely, comfy.
But you don't know what it's worth?
No, he's bought out another one now, but the ones I got, they sold out within minutes in the States and I managed to get a pair.
I met him backstage on the panel, which was a show, of course, Jane, you and Working Dog produced. We were backstage. It got uncomfortable because I'm pretty sure The Rock's girlfriend was not hitting on me is a bit strong.
Really?
Well, but
there was a vibe. You could read the room.
Darren's on the line.
Yeah. Darren, what have you got?
Oh, I got that carton of beer that buddy Mick drank sitting at home on the bar.
What'd you pay for it?
Two and a half K.
$2,000.
$2,500 about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Have you ever been tempted just to knock the top off one?
No, I haven't even opened the box, mate. She's all there.
Oh, well done. Hold on to it.
Sitting back.
Jeez, hold on
eBay right
one.
Now, there's a full unopened beer can. So just one can is $200 and bids are going up.
One beer can of Duff.
That's still probably better value than anything we got from the Bob Hawke collection. remember we had what's her name in his wife?
Yeah. Blanche.
Del Puget.
That's it.
Yeah.
Who was a bit full of herself. Good one. But we strategically left out the chopping board and the tongs.
Yeah, barbecue tongs.
To see if she could recognise the ones we'd bought from her collection. And no, she didn't. Are they still there? They're still in the office.
I thought she did. Hey, I want to go to Cal because this is what... Because, of course, we didn't get anything last night. Mm. Cal, there's an app, is there?
Yeah, so it's a bit of an underground sort of thing. You're sort of...
Oh, I love this. Hang on.
Yeah, you're right sort of... Danger. In the sneaker world and even like concert tickets...
Yes, that came up last night.
Sounds like
cheating to me.
it sort of is.
You know what it sounds like? A queue jumper app. That's what it sounds like you're talking about, the queue jumper app.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
So, how do you do it?
Look, I personally don't know how to do it, but I know of people that are shoe collectors and they found themselves in the... same position as yourself, but it's a bit of an underground thing that there are applications.
It's not on the dark web, is it?
Yeah, it will pre-allocate the shoe and the size, and
as soon as it hits
the basket, it purchases it with all pre-allocated data.
Wow. Oh, wow. Look, thanks for that, Cal. Let's send Cal to Rob Thomas.
Yeah, of course.
And,
let's do it.
Thank you. Let's go to Sean.
Yes, that's right. Let's do some housekeeping.
Let's go to Sean.
Yep.
Sean, did you get
a
pair?
I did.
Oh my God! Online?
Did you use the sneaky app? I was
refreshing for about 3 hours over and over and over. Must have refreshed 55 million times.
Yeah.
And I've been offered $4,000 for them already.
$4,000.
See?
$4,000.
I do have an entrepreneur
Jane, you'll offer,
in the
how
family.
How much will you offer, Jane?
No, I will not.
Here we go.
No, I'm not going to pay $4,000 for a pair of runners.
Your 13-year-old son would love them.
Oh.
You don't love your children, do you?
No, I don't.
You're a bad mother.
Sean,
all right.
Congratulations, mate.
That's enough. We are done and dusted. I like the feel of that. I don't like the Q-Jumper app. I think that's not fair. I think it's one in all.
You know what it is? It's an organised app. That's how I look at it. You've got to be organised to get on this stuff.
All right, when we come back, it's time for Apocalypse Watch.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We interrupt this program.
My message is...
How dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
Kennedy Malloy's Apocalypse Watch.
The gloves are off. The gloves are off on the border wars. It's tearing this country apart. It's turned on itself. It's a civil war. It's the Frenchies are coming. It's no good. I'm telling you.
People are very antsy about it. It's upsetting because people can't travel anywhere. It's important. They're doing important things by keeping the borders closed, but.
Queensland seemed to be the big issue because Queensland. And I see her point here, Palaszczuk.
Yeah.
Well, she's saying because everyone sees Queensland as a big playground. Let's all go, Victorians. Everyone go. Let's go up to Queensland and have a whale of a time. Let's go to Schoolies Week. Let's go to the beaches. Mm. Let's go to SeaWorld. Let's go and hang out and behave like.
Let's
dicks.
All rub shoulders next to each other.
She's saying, "Well, we can't do that because that's irresponsible." But in the meantime, on her own side, half her state's geared to tourism, so they're going. Come on, let them come and party.
It's crippling for the economy.
So she's in a bit of a catch-22. Mm. But what I love is Pauline Hanson has entered the fray. And started issuing ultimatums. Here she is on, I think it was Sky TV.
Yeah, it was. Here she is.
This is about fighting a dictatorial government in Palaszczuk. It's not about leadership. This is about dictatorship. I just believe that if we want democracy, it's about time Australians got up off their backsides and started saying, we stand up for our rights, and this is what it's about. I've got nothing gained out of it. I've got nothing but a headache and trying to support the people of Queensland and the businesses that are going under.
Yeah, she's just as illiterate kind of as when she started sometimes. She struggles to get it together. It's always a bit gritted teeth or very angry.
Lots of passion, though. She's a very passionate woman. Lots of passion, and people like her.
I give her that.
Oh,
she has her supporters, but very angry. Mm. Never seen her on TV not angry or thumping a table. Yeah. And does she have a point? Well, I don't know. Well, actually, I'll tell you what, she's on the phone right now. She's bothered to call us. Oh. I didn't know she was a fan. First time caller, Pauline Hanson, how are you?
Oh, Mick, I'm ropeable. And by the way, I'm not a fan of the show.
I thought you were. Why were you listening?
No, listen. I just needed to come on because you're a national show in Australia. I wanted to let you know that Palaszczuk is acting like a colonel from Hogan's Heroes.
Wow.
I've got a headache over this and the people of Queensland.
Right.
Got a headache. It's one
well, what are you doing about it? What are you
going to
do about it?
Australian people.
Well, what are you going to do about your headache?
Yeah.
Well, listen, first of all, I want you to get off your backside, Mick.
I love the way you say backside.
Yep. Backside? I'll sue her. I'm going to sue her. It's constitutionally... undemocratically. You can't do it.
As long as it's not dictatorial. I don't know what that means, but as long as it's not dictatorial.
Well, I'm very sorry, but who does she think she is having this dictatorialship? It's unconstitutional, and Queensland needs to get back on its feet. And I need to open up. We need to open the borders. Now I'm off to get some Panadol.
Okay. Yes, thank you for ringing in.
Pauline Hanson.
Pauline Hanson. Wow.
What a thrill to have her on the...
Well, I hope she calls again. Yeah, she's a national treasure. Jane, you missed Pauline Hanson.
Yeah, popped out.
She's not back.
What happened? Who did you talk to then?
Pauline Hanson. You weren't here. That's very good.
Yeah,
hey, guess what? Time for our new segment.
And now it's time for another installment of...
Stop it.
That won't be coming back after...
Sorry.
Coronavirus.
Pokies.
You've been listening to another installment of... That won't be coming back after...
It's going to go away.
Coronavirus.
Hold the phone, Dave.
That is big time now.
You've weighed in and you've called pokies.
Yeah. Because you're sitting at a machine.
Well, hang on. Start again. What's your reasoning?
Okay, so you're in an enclosed environment. You're side by side.
Yep.
You're at a machine that you're touching. There's buttons all lined up with your different denominations. Yep. You're pressing that all the time. And generally, the people that are playing the pokies are the at-risk category.
Oh,
70 years plus.
Oh, my God.
Mostly women, I find.
Yes.
Wow.
Don't you reckon that?
So that is a big call. The only thing against that is people make money off those things.
Yeah.
They will find a way. You know what they'll do?
Loopholes.
They'll find a way for you to do it at home, which will be even better for them. So old people will be able to sit at home now and dial into a virtual pokey.
And all their pension will disappear still.
Oh, no.
So their pension check will go straight into... That'll be one of the most frightening moments of my life was I was in Hobart at the, what's the big?
Rest Point Casino.
Yeah. And we were bunking out and for some reason, and I was in the pokies room for some reason at 7 o'clock in the morning. I think we were waiting for a ride. And a bus, like a column of Greyhound buses pulled up. And the old women got off and just went berserk, went bonkers.
Like a Maya Rush opening.
Anyway, a woman got off a machine. I went over to the machine, played it, and won. And it came back and all the bells went off. And she literally rugby tackled me off that stall. I was playing that machine. I've been playing it. You had no right to play it. I reserved it. It was... I haven't. I chucked a couple of coins at her.
Right.
And then ran out of the building.
Jeez.
Hey, can I do one? I've got another one.
Oh, yeah.
Here's one I don't think will be coming back.
What's that?
Is the Gatorade shower at the end of an AFL game. So what the teams do is they get around, they sing the team song, but they put the guy who's had his first win into the middle. So all the players, 22 players with half-drunk Gatorade sit around and then at the end chuck their Gatorade all over the newbie.
Yes.
22 half-drunk Gatorades
flying
into... Surely that's gone.
Cooked.
Done.
Not
Waiter,
coming back.
Check please. That's not coming back. 1-333-53. Give us a call. What do you think is not coming back after coronavirus?
Take your calls right after this.
Pauline Hanson was very good.
Was too.
She was stern.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And happy birthday to Neil Finn today, turning 62 from that great band and great album as well. It's Kennedy Malloy.
You said he ruined Fleetwood Mac, Jane.
No,
you said
I did not say anything of the sort. I was about to say, as said by Paul McCartney, one of the best singer-songwriters in the world.
Yeah.
So,
my favourite Neil Finn story, which I got him to tell a couple of times, was he was performing somewhere down south in America, and he came backstage and found Sting rifling through his songbook.
No kidding.
Yes, Sting. As told to me.
To steal what? What are you implying?
He was going through his songbook, looking through his songbook when they
Hands
came off after
Sting.
The gig. True story, he confirmed it.
Wow.
There
I
it is.
I still like Sting too.
He's not coming back.
I've got a photo of me and Sting.
What? Have you?
I've got a photo of me and Sting. I met him at Triple M.
Oh, when he came and did... Yeah, I remember that.
Mm. Anyway, he liked me.
Yeah.
I remember that. He was quite nice.
He was. He was brilliant. Very warm and engaging.
He was.
Yeah. Okay.
What?
Okay. Let's move on to what is not coming back. And Craig...
Yes.
You have got a suggestion, sadly, again, affecting particular people in our community of a certain age.
Oh, most definitely, Jane. It's got to be community hall bingo.
Where are you calling from? Is there some kind of insect in the background? You've got crickets in the background?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We do have crickets in the background.
I'm calling
from the Central Coast. It's been very wet and all the crickets and frogs are having a ball.
That's unreal.
Get your house under control, would you? These things have gone berserk.
It's hard to control the crickets. They don't like the beers that I'm drinking.
They don't like the beers that you're drinking. What beers are you drinking?
I wish I was drinking Brick Lane Long Neck. Brick Lane Long Necks.
Oh, well, I don't think we've got the long necks yet.
Come on.
We're about to punch out a couple of new drops. For those who like a draft, stand by.
Oh, game on there, big boy.
I've been down tipping over some furniture down at headquarters. I've been down the brewery.
I'll stand in my undies and have a carton with you.
Done. All right, what's not coming back, mate?
He said bingo.
Oh, bingo.
Yeah. I'm the one that got hit on the head, okay?
Why would it not be coming back?
Because.
Well, look at the age demographic.
Yes, and you're all sitting in a hall next to each other.
But yeah, but they don't pass each other after just they win, do they?
But every third one yells out bingo and they've only got two numbers left to find.
Oh, yeah.
Very distracting.
I'm out of depth here.
That's good. I feel like Pauline Hanson. I've got a headache.
Dan, what's not coming back?
What's not coming back?
What's not coming back, Dan? That's the point of the segment. Yeah. Don't act like I've just sprung it on you.
You said it all wrong. But anyway, that's all good. I think any unwanted kissing, greetings, or groping, anything like that, you've got a real damn good excuse just to sort of back away from any of that now. Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. So what? No babies are going to be born. Hey, what's not coming back? Babies.
Politicians, hey, what about politicians kissing babies? That's gone. Yeah. Sure.
Ooh, that is. Thank God.
That is gone. But what about you, Jane? I know you're not a fan of the kiss on the lips from
kiss?
A stranger.
Mm. No. That's totally unacceptable.
What about the kiss on the cheek? Is the kiss on the cheek when you greet
I'm
someone
I'm afraid.
It's gone.
Je suis désolé.
What about cupping a breast?
Okay.
Is it God? Was that ever in? I don't know.
I don't think that was ever
Dan,
in.
Dan, you make a good point. Yeah. Let's go to Stephen. Where are you calling from, Stephen?
What? Stephen Smith. How are we going? What,
was it named after you?
Yes, that's right. Just not long after I moved here. They renamed it. Yeah.
What's the primary purpose of Port Stephens? What's happened here?
Well, it's meant to be whale watching about to commence up here shortly. So hopefully if we're allowed to get more than, you know, two people on a boat, that'll happen. But
you know what? I'd go to Port Stevens to see the whale harpooning.
Don't say that.
Apologies, Stephen.
Watching. Who wants to watch a whale? Those are a big fat.
Don't you want to go with Mimi McPherson and watch some?
Yeah,
She hangs around Port Stevens.
Linda Stoner.
She?
I know it's very very big up here. So, yeah, come on up. We're opening up, getting it long weekend.
Be like Turkey Shoot. Was that the film that Linda Stoner did?
Yes, it was.
She got shot. She got shot in the breast with a crossbow.
It's
amazing what you remember, isn't it?
There is a theme. All right, let's go to Cam. Cam, what's not coming back?
Hey, Mickey and associates. I reckon the old
associates. That's not my name. Call my finger.
Mix
my finger, mate. What's my name? What's my name?
Don't do this. Come on, you two.
Help me out there, Mick. I can't remember her name. Sorry.
Right. I don't think you're going to win somehow, Cam. I mean, Cam, what was your suggestion?
The old pull your finger trick. Might be able to go up to little innocent kitties and pull my finger.
Very good.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. That's not even funny. Get off. Let's go back to Stephen because Stephen from Port Stephens, we didn't get you to say what's not coming back.
He said Wales.
Mick asked me what's going on in Port Stephens. Anyway, we all
what's
got sidetracked. I ended up doing a promotion for Port Stephens and Wales.
Oh, well, it's all helpful in this time of low
I've rung you before, actually. I'm a skipper with one of the cruise ships. Anyway.
Oh, are you?
Lord. What's not coming back is cash, Jane.
Cash.
Yes, that's true. I believe
I agree with that too.
Yeah, even before Corona, everyone used to say, you know, money is dirty, it's full of germs and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. Now you go to your newsagent just to buy a paper and they want you to tap and go, you know. So.
Yeah. Except a couple of the smaller traders who are still like the cash economy. All right, we'll see how we go with that. Oh, where are we going now? Corey. Corey, what's not coming back?
Yes, mate.
I said, what's not coming back, mate?
Grandma lifting a hanky and cleaning the grandchild's plate.
That's a time-honored tradition.
Yeah, you're right.
But no one's ever liked it.
No.
Yeah, but it's part of your rites of passage.
I'm not going to do it when I'm a grandma. I am not going to do that to a child. Because it's a terrible thing to do. It stinks.
Well, it's a bit of Vegemite on the corner of your mouth.
You could be a grandma any year.
I knew you would say that.
You're so close.
I am not close. Shut up.
You are. And you know what that means?
You're a great grandma too.
What?
Big bloomers.
How dare you associate me with big bloomers?
You know what's
happening. I've got my Madonna knickers on right now. But I don't want to associate myself with Madonna. in her current state. All right, let's go to break. Come on. We've got to break, Ray Martin.
All right.
I hope Ray hasn't been listening to this.
Yeah.
For God's sake.
Ray, he'll have a... I'll tell you what, he's coming back. Ray Martin. He's a good egg.
Great.
Yeah, right after this.
We'll be talking to him. This is Kennedy Malloy. And we are joined now on the show by one of the most identifiable journalists this country has ever produced. I can't remember a time when he wasn't on our TV screens over the journey, breaking big stories, appearing on 60 Minutes, A Current Affair, and many other shows along the way. Five Gold Logies, Jane Kennedy. Five Gold Logies.
Well, if that's not TV royalty, I don't know what is.
He's done much great work along the way, and he's here to talk about that today. But first, let's meet Ray Martin. How are you, Ray?
Awesome. Hey, McKay, Jody. How you doing?
Five Gold Logies.
Good, yeah.
How do you feel about not having Logie? This is bullshit. No Logies this year. You should set fire to yourself out the front of Channel 9 or something, Ray, and go, no, not on my watch. What's happening?
Well, that was planned. Now you've headed that off. I can't do that now. That was planned.
Ray, have you missed any Logies over the years, or do you still like to go and catch up with everyone?
I like to catch up with people, but I've missed quite a few over the years. My wife figured she stopped going. She figured we'd paid our dues on that.
Yeah, you could say that.
You only expect to do so many Logies after that. You go to heaven, I think.
It is good fun. The other thing before we get into the guts of it I want to mention is I know you're a huge Rabbitoh man. Footy's coming back. How excited are you to see the boys running around again?
Oh, I'm loving the idea. It's South Sound tomorrow night, but the one I feel for is Charlie the Rabbit, and he's been doing that as the mascot. He's been doing that for about 50 years. He's got more games up than any long-term player, and he sort of stands on the sideline with his rabbit head under his arm. He just can't get out there anymore.
he can be eyesight, can't he, from everyone else?
I don't think they'll let him in. They're down to the number of players now and even coaches. So poor old Charlie's got to stand outside the front gate.
Oh, you're right.
Remembering the great days.
You think of people like that. How you been going in ISO
He'll be an
yourself,
old drunk.
Ray?
He'll be getting in bar fights, being chucked out of pubs.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
That's right.
You'll be seeing him going home in the back of a divvy van.
Sorry, Ray. No, how are you going in ISO?
Pretty good. I've taken the role of being a tradie, and my wife is saying constantly, "Let's get a man. Let's bring a man, please."
It's not your strong suit.
That's not my strong suit. No, not at all. And I was listening to things you won't be able to do after that you were talking about. I think tongue kissing will go, won't it?
Can it please?
I feel sorry for schoolies at Schoolies Week. They've really got to have to make some hard decisions about
full stop for
who
young people,
and who
indeed.
They don't.
And you've been helping out young people. This is what we like too, that you helped out a comedy show the other week, which we thought was a great thing to do. So well done in encouraging that for the ABC. So well done.
We still are. We still are tonight, of course, but it's... I must say, when I work on the project as well, that it's one of those things when you become an old-timer like me, it's really fun to work with people half your age who are bright and funny and interesting. So it reminds me of what it used to be. Yeah.
What time is it tonight? Give it a plug.
9 o'clock tonight. 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock tonight on the ABC. You'll see it, Ray. It's an ISO special. Now, let's get down to some of the...
Can I just say in passing, though, I've loved... in recent times, Janie's designed a neck brace. I thought the designer neck brace was And I thought, in the undies, I thought with the home of the Whopper on the front of the undies, I thought that was pretty impressive.
You shouldn't have to see that, Ray, as an icon. Although Kerry Ann did see it live on TV, that's who I showed it to. And
I should have put some rhinestones on it, like Elvis Presley's jockstrap. Yeah. Did you see that sold this week for? Don't tell me you were the buyer, Ray, but it was $50,000 it went for. So
worth every penny, every cent.
Now, mate, 20 years ago today, it's Reconciliation Week, which is such an important week in this country, and you were on board from a very early stage. 20 years ago today, you were part of, and I remember this succinctly, was the Sydney Harbour Bridge, the walk. It's 20 years ago today. Talk us through what the feeling was then and how you think we've gone since. So let's just go back 20 years and tell us what was happening in your mind and Australia at that time.
It was a really remarkable Sunday. I remember that 250,000 or so marched in Sydney on that, and they were mostly white fellas, as of course they should be. But generally there was a feeling of celebration and a bit of relief. And I thought in some ways, a sadness as well that I spent a year of my time on the Reconciliation Council planning that and raising the funds for various people on that thing, which was a good venture. But we got within centimetres of getting John Howard to walk on that one. Peter Costello was prepared to walk, and I thought we had Howard there. And Charlie Perkins came out, who's a good friend of mine. He came out a couple of days beforehand talking about, you know, if there wasn't reconciliation, that it would be burning ties in the street like South Africa, burn baby burn, and that was enough to turn Howard off. Howard then pulled back from that, and Charlie came in on a Saturday meeting we had just before that, and he had his head down and he was apologising straight away for realising what he'd done. But that would have been, the memory was, we walked across the bridge and looked down towards Kirribilli House, and John Howard was down there on his lonesome, you know, and unable to lead the nation at a time like that. So then we sort of had to wait for Kevin Rudd to say sorry, and guess what, the ceiling did, no Henny Penny happened, the ceiling didn't fall in, and life went on. My memory was just a great day of celebration, and people feeling like, you know, we'd started to walk the right, a long march, but started to walk the right way, the right direction.
You're so committed to this week and to relationships between Aboriginals and white Australians. Are you frustrated? I am at the lack of progress we seem to be making. To say that was 20 years ago, it just feels like we should be a lot further down the track than we are. Do you feel that frustration? Do you feel that we're still not cutting through, that we do a lot of symbolic things, or we do a lot of everyone turns out on the day, but in the engine room, we're not getting the job done properly for our Indigenous Australians?
No, absolutely. And I think what's more, the politicians of both sides, of both persuasions, are out of touch with Australians. I think, you know, I've sort of been on this long march for 40 plus years, and I'm 75 now. I think that I'll die before anything happens to really change it for the better. And I think that Australians, as they show with that march, and as they show, you know, certainly my kids' generation and others, I find no trouble raising money for Aboriginal causes. So Australians support this, but politicians prattle on. They talk once a year about closing the gap and maybe in reconciliation time, and then they put it away. And it's as though it's, you know, it's obviously hard, or else it would have been fixed 100 years ago. But
there's difficulties on both sides, isn't there?
You can't tell me that there aren't enough, you know, smart public servants or even smart politicians who, if you really wanted to make it a priority.
Correct.
But you hear it once a year, and we, you know, Australian taxpayers put $30 billion into, you know, quite the Aboriginal problem, and it's yet apart from a couple of things, nothing works. It doesn't get any different.
Wow.
And if it was a priority, whether, you know, the Prime Minister, doesn't matter whether it's, you know, whichever party, if the Prime Minister was simply saying, look, you know, every other week, what's happening in Aboriginal affairs, something would be done. But it's
all
never
right.
mentioned.
Well,
they talk about
Scott
it when
Morrison.
They retire. Absolutely.
But,
you know,
yeah.
If you read the biographies, the memoirs of every Prime Minister, including Malcolm Turnbull, when they've left office, the one thing they say every time is Aboriginal affairs is the one area that we haven't, that was really my failure. And yet, you know, what did you bloody well do when you were there?
Yeah.
We need to all get together, pull the finger out and get moving. For what can, on that note, for Reconciliation Week, what we'd like to see Australians doing, and how can we express our desire to move this forward.
The theme of In This Together, it is that, I mean, we are in this together. It's a partnership. William Dean said years ago that it was the festering sore of Australian society, and it is.
Yep.
And I think everyone wants to fix it. So it's, I mean, clearly education is a critical matter, that, you know, whether you're white, black or green, you succeed in this world by education, and you've got to we've got to make sure those kids get to school, and that's a black problem as much as white. I mean, it's, you can't point racist fingers at people because mums and dads don't get their kids out of school, out of bed to go to school, and that's often the case. So I mean, that's not racist to say that. And I think education's there, but it's housing and health and you know, those basic things that, you know, how can we possibly have you know, the highest rate of rheumatic fever and trachoma in Australia, you know, which are diseases of poverty. I mean, how could we allow that in 2020? And yet we do have. I mean, kids are dying every other week of rheumatic fever in northern Australia, and yet we turn a blind eye.
No, suicide rates are terrible. It's just it's there's so much to work through that we haven't done a good job.
I think
job
it's
on.
Young leaders, perhaps the Indigenous young leaders, that we need to encourage.
You're right, Jan. It isn't. I mean, it's not a time for guilt. I mean, when none of us are, not many of us are guilty at all of this. It's something that happened before. So it's not guilt, but it's also not just a white fella problem. I just think that especially black men have to get off their bums and start to do something instead of, you know, we've had the poor bugger me days have gone, I think. And I think it's got to be we're in this together. So they've got to actually help us and lead the way. And too often it's left to mums and grandmothers to look after kids in communities because the old man shot through. Too often it happens, and we've got to stop that. You know, in terms of responsibility from black men, they've got to step up to the plate as well as white fellas. So, you know, we are in this together, but we need to fix it.
Get involved, Australians. We're on 54 stations. We've got all parts of the country.
Yeah.
Get on, do your research, look into this, ask people. But please get involved so we can all move this forward.
And, we love it that you support it, and we love
Jane. Good on you, Ray.
Always good to chat.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
And it's going to be a cracker. Coming up any second now, the great Andy Lee joins us live in the Melbourne studio.
Oh, look out.
That's big news. I'm pretty happy about that. You better not do this.
You
better not make me... Yeah, I know. You better not make me cry.
I'm going to make you cry.
Don't, please.
And true or false? You've already cried once today. Have you cried once today?
True.
Yes. So when I hear that, I go, boys, game on. She's vulnerable. She's wide open.
Ugh.
I've got a story I'm going to tell to you.
I'll get you, butler.
And 133353, if you've got any stories. Well, no, we'll do that later. We've got another topic first. But we will make Jane cry or I won't feel I've done my job. Hey, we're going to have an entertainment report. The Song Whisperer. We didn't get to him in the first hour.
Yep.
He's coming up. There's so much to get through.
There actually
we'll take
is.
Your calls, we'll take your tweets. But here he is, Andy Lee. Here now, Phil, you've come to our home. You're in our Melbourne studio. And we're not there.
I can't believe it. I only found out country. Once I got here. So they're like, hey, would you mind coming to see us? I was like, yeah, I'd love to catch up with Mick and Jane.
Oh, my God. I've got here. We're not there.
And I'm like, oh, they're going to the toilet for a long time. This outbreak's going to finish soon.
How you been? How are you coping? Good. Are you going well? Have you recovered since Jane's dream about you, by the way? Because
I'm
I think that's the last time we spoke to you. Jane had a very sexual.
Yes.
I beg your pardon. Stop right now.
The hot
flashes.
It was not.
There might have been hot flashes, but that was me. There was sexual connotation to this dream at all.
She inceptioned me because I went to bed that night and dreamt some wild things about Kennedy.
Got the ball rolling.
Oh, my God.
Now my hot flushes have just come down 2 weeks later, and hence I'm allowed to see you guys face-to-face, well, down a Zoom camera, as it would be.
Are you looking forward to coming out of hibernation? Is this going to be?
I certainly am, but I've just come off... I mean, this is a bit of a shock to the system for everyone. I've just come off a breakup. I've just left the house. I've come off a breakup.
What do you mean a breakup? Don't tell me.
No, it's not Beck. But obviously isolation has been hard on a lot of different couples. And some people got a lot closer. And for me, I had become really close with my tracksuit pants. And this is the first time I've been out of my house without them. And I had to tell them this news just before I came in to see you guys. And I'm sure they're still listening now, actually. So I just want to put a message back to them, if that's okay. Tracksuit pants, if you're listening, I know you don't want me to use pet names like Trackies or Tracky Dax or T-Rex right now. But I just want to say, hey, taking nothing away from the last 6 weeks, we've had a wonderful time. And I know we've been exclusive during that period. But I have to start seeing other pants.
What are you seeing? Who are you seeing right
now?
I'm seeing my rag and bone jeans.
Oh, my God.
Jeans?
And I know you didn't want to see me leaving the house. I was really shoving it in your face, Tracky Dax, as I left. But all I'm saying is I don't think it's the end for us. It'll be... I just kind of see you on a non-exclusive basis and look, you'll probably be just Sunday mornings in a hangover state. You know, won't get the best of me. But if you can understand that, I still think we can have a relationship. Thank you.
Well done, mate.
I sympathise. Mm. That's really...
That is serious.
It's pretty serious. So, I mean, is there something... I mean, because as we get to come out of isolation, is there something that either of you have in mind? It has.
It's been a crazy time. The world's been turned upside down. We've all lived lives that we didn't think we were going to live, and we've made decisions we didn't think we were going to make.
I'm holding up something I'm going to sadly break up with.
Jane, what is it? Who are you breaking up with?
My UGG boot.
Oh, jeez.
I transferred to a proper outdoor UGG boot after my nearly crippling fall with my other UGG boot.
So you're seeing a different pair of UGG boots
I've been seeing a different pair of UGG boots, but I'm wearing them every day. Mm-hmm. I drive kid to school in them. I walk in the park with them. But I have a feeling that when I get back into the office, it just won't cut it, and they'll have to stay home in the cupboard along with all my other designer shoes.
It'll be like a therapy session for all your shoes.
Oh, what a terrible place for it to be put. The cheap and nasty amongst all these snobs. I can relate to you there, Jane. I mean, my tracksuit pants, when I had to say to them, hey, my family are fine seeing you, it's just my workmates that don't like me being around you.
It's workmates that won't cope.
Yeah. Why don't we ask our audience out there, this is good, you brought this to the table.
What's
the question we should be asking?
I like it, Andy. Well, do you have a message for an item or something that you're going to have to break up with after
Mickey,
isolation?
What about yourself?
I want to do this now. Music, please. Internet porn. The last 6 weeks has been great. A bit full on, to be honest.
Is this how you learn your skills of learning how to use a computer?
All your different sections.
All right.
Plumbers.
Okay.
Real estate.
Yes.
What?
Real estate. It's quite niche.
Real estate. Yeah, no, it's a real estate agent comes around to the house. There's no one there.
I'll show you around the house.
How about we
look at this bedroom. Let's just say what we had was great, but it's time.
All right.
I'm... to move on and re-enter the real world. Okay. You'll always be there.
Sure.
I come from 3 o'clock till 5. But in the meantime, let's remember the good times.
Yes. I love it.
You get the idea. 133-53.
We'll have the music for you, won't we?
Absolutely.
That's great.
Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Andy Lee is with us, the Hamish and Andy podcast. You can get that from Podcast One or wherever you get your podcasts as well. It's Kennedy Malloy.
I've been enjoying your podcast, and I've been enjoying the fact it's coming from your golf simulator or the area of your golf simulator, which over the break, you know, you're always ahead of the curve, Andy Lee, and you're the smartest guy in the room because I'd never seen a pandemic coming, but having a golf simulator in a pandemic is just a stroke of genius.
Yep.
While everyone's
it
out
sure
there
is.
Panicking and hitting a golf ball into a glass on their carpet,
yep.
You've got the full works up and running in your home. Well done.
Yeah, it was good, and that's why I gave them the nod to get the pandemic going. I just made sure that...
it suited everyone, really.
Just made sure that the sim was working and off we went. I'm going to have to break up with it. I mean, actually,
you're
going
to have to break up with your golf simulator. Oh, there it is.
To the golf simulator. You're probably the highest class escort I've ever had because you cost me a hell of a lot of money. And we've had a great last 6 weeks. But yes, I'm going to head back out to what I know best. To my original friends, the outdoor course. And, hey, I'll see you from time to time, pretty drunk when I get home at night. And I know that's not the way you'd like to consume me, but it's going to be a relationship from now on.
You will be drunk texting your golf simulator, don't you worry about it. Can I do another one?
Sure. Yeah,
can I do another one?
Yeah. What else?
Okay, music. I'd like to break up with the stupidest haircut I've ever had. You may have seen if you're watching, have you been paying attention, or the first episode of Front Bar, but I lost a bet. Well, I actually won a bet.
Richmond
won the grand final. I would get a haircut similar to that of a Sudanese chiseled 6'4" god. I got that haircut, and it looks stupid on me. But I've been in isolation now, and every hairdresser I ring says, I can't help you. When this is lifted, I will finally be able to go and get the yellow streak from my hair.
That's kind of ridiculous.
Sayonara, till we meet again.
Yes.
If we go back to back, I'll do it again. There you go. Shall we go to some callers?
Yeah.
All great right, idea.
Fire away. Andy, why don't you throw to them?
Nathan, I believe, is standing by. Nathan, do you want me to cue up the music?
Yes, please. Please cue up the music.
Off you go, bud.
Working from home has allowed my relationship with my bar fridge to open up to a lot more during daylight hours. Once I have to work back from the office, it'll be exclusively evening again and weekends, but it was good while it lasted. We got to touch base during lunch and again during the afternoon, but we have to say goodbye.
Lovely. Is this a cheering goodbye beautiful. To the lunchtime beer? Is that what you're saying?
Really, really nice.
You did that so sensitively.
So nice.
That's beautiful, Nate. Yeah. If you've got the home beer fridge, surely it's just calling you every lunchtime. You're going to have to duck home, Nate.
To know?
You're going to have to duck home at lunchtime from the office, I think. This is a real mistress call.
I got to the end of the week, and there are 160 beer cans. I go, who came over? Oh, that's right, no one.
Danielle is standing by. Mickey, I'm at ground control okay. here, so I'll sure. you guys are at home. Danielle, yep. you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Danielle, would you like the music queued up?
I'd love it, Andy.
Off you go.
Casual wear. It's been so nice to wear you to work. As a paralegal, it's really hard having to wear corporate wear every other day. I'm going to miss wearing my runners and my jeans and my comfy cardi.
Oh, the comfy cardies.
Yeah. Oh, that's devastating.
So what happens? When do you say goodbye? When does it all...
When we start getting people back into the office. Mm.
Danielle, can I ask, what are you wearing now? It's not often you get to ask a woman that.
Yeah.
What are you wearing right now?
No.
Cue up different music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Danielle.
There you go.
Danielle, don't have to answer that.
No.
Wayne,
thank
we'll
you,
move
Danielle.
On quickly to Wayne. Well Wayne. Done, Danielle. Wayne, you there, bud?
I am indeed.
Would you like the music, buddy?
Yes, please.
Off you go.
Mick and Jane, it is just dismal, and I tell you what, Mick, you do not want a picture me in my current underwear.
Oh, God. Okay, Wayne.
I don't know how this fits in, but I'll allow it.
Thank you.
Keep going.
But the services that my wife and I have been able to do during these hard times has been astronomical.
Okay.
And our 26-year marriage has just boomed into life.
Wow.
Oh, well, that's a happy story.
You've reconnected with your wife over...
Well, I've reconnected. That's it's beautiful. Just another connection.
Yep.
It's another connection, and we're talking the...
department. Well, I think we're talking everything's got a happy ending.
Jane, you are 100% right. And you know what?
What,
I've been trying so long to call in just to get a carton of Brick Lane.
Oh, you're adorable. Brick Lane, it's coming your way, Wayne.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Brick Lane. I'm trying to clarify.
To say goodbye
Wayne's
to
not breaking up with his partner. He's just breaking up with the afternoon activities with his partner.
Afternoon delight.
Yeah. Would have been an awful way for her to find out, but he's won himself a carton, I suppose.
Yeah.
That will come in handy.
Got time for one more, do we?
Yeah, we
let's
do.
Let's go to Michael.
Okay. Michael, are you there?
Hi, guys. Yeah I'm here.
Oh, mate, I can hear it in your voice.
So upset, Michael.
I am. I have to break up with my Breville sandwich maker.
No.
It's been tough. All those steamy mornings of ham and cheese, tomato and cheese, the tomato getting too hot.
Oh,
and
yes,
then
burning
my fingers. But it's all been worth it. But I've got to say goodbye and buy sandwiches from a store.
Yeah.
What's your favourite memory? Was it a ham, cheese, tomato? Was it as like egg and bacon?
Was it Kraft cheese or was it tasty cheese or just regular cheddar?
Ham, tomato, two slices of tasty cheese, making sure
it's too much.
Nuts all over the side.
It's too hard.
Back to the internet porn.
Okay. Thank you.
There it is. Hey, I know we're running late, but I want to go to our producer, Jay, just quickly for one.
Yeah.
This represents so many men I know. Oh, music, please. Jay?
Yes, it's... I need to break up with my beard.
Oh, yes. Your
I've enjoyed discovering the random elements about you. The salt and pepper streaks.
Yes.
The random red stragglers. Curls. I loved sharing my food with you. Even though you... even when you save some for me for a little bit later. It's been great. But I don't even recognize myself anymore. You're too overwhelming. My phone has stopped opening. It doesn't recognize my face. It's not you. It's me.
Well done.
That is fantastic.
This has been a highly emotional segment, Andy. Thank you for coming in and stirring up a raft of emotions.
You've touched a nose in all of it.
I'll be seeing you in the next couple of weeks. Front Bar's back next week. You are an essential item and we'll be on deck. We start next week. We'll catch up with you soon.
And happy birthday for last weekend too.
No, you don't actually celebrate them.
We don't.
No way.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jay, the Song Whisperer.
A little tardy today, the Song Whisperer. He's coming to
it's
the table late. You've been busy?
Yes.
Has he? I'm not sure.
Well, we've been busy. The show's been
We have.
Chocolate.
We've had our hands full.
We have.
Keeping all the plates spinning in the air at the same time. People think it's easy, Jane, but what we do is pretty tough.
I don't think people do think it's easy. I don't think people think anything. I think they just think we rock up and just go, blah.
All right. Jay.
What we do.
Yes.
Have you got a song, mate?
I do.
Are you just going to do your straight-up synopsis or hit one of your haiku days? What are you doing today? What are you feeling
this
like?
This is going to be somewhere in between. So it's a song of time and emotion. Mm. Now, it's not prehistoric confusion or medieval jealousy. It's not Victorian-era discontent, nor is it pre-COVID apathy.
What is
it? It's something much more contemporary and sustaining.
Ugh. Time after time.
Oh.
Snap.
Was it? Did you finish your synopsis?
That is the synopsis.
Oh, that's it.
And it is not Cyndi Lauper.
Oh.
Sorry to
say. That would have been awkward if it
Dave?
Was.
Oh, that was mine. Time after time. That was what I was going to go. What about, I don't know. What's trying to think of, like, Time, Pink Floyd. Is it Time from Pink Floyd?
It's not Pink Floyd.
No.
And it's not Times Like These by the Foo Fighters either.
Okay. Oh, that was my other guess. How, Mick, well, you haven't got very many suggestions.
Boogie Time?
What'd you say?
Boogie Time? I don't know.
Why
would
town.
I know anything? Do you know what? I live in a temporal haze. So
yes, you do. That's one way to describe it.
To me, time is non-linear, so I don't understand your synopsis quite
Anyway.
Frankly.
Time and emotion.
Okay.
All right.
Theme from Back to the Future.
Oh. Huey Lewis.
The theme music from Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Back in time.
Back in time, Mickey.
No, it's called...
Is it called The Power of Love?
The Power of Love.
There it is.
This one, Back in Time.
What
is
it
one of your karaoke?
No, Dave, and AJ.
That's not. It's not Huey Lewis.
Get the idea. 133353. Get involved. We'll come back and we'll do this. But before we get to your calls, which please call now, we are going to make Jane cry.
Yes.
I
you don't
give
miss
you my
it.
Promise. My word.
Right after this, Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We'll be taking your calls soon on The Song Whisperer. Jane and Mickey are right now on the airwaves.
She's tired. She's emotional. She's teetering on the edge of a blood fest. Can you make Jane cry?
I'm going to say
yes. I've had a problem
with
this.
Normally we let the audience in, but I'm going to do it today.
Oh.
I'm going to make Jane cry.
Because
here's what I know. When you come in and tell me you've cried, I know you're on. It's game on. So I ring in. I go, Jane's already had a blub today.
Yeah.
She is red hot and ripe. She's going to go. We can get her. So you've already had a – what were you crying at earlier today?
I saw the second series of Afterlife, and it was the last couple of episodes. I was taken by surprise. I'm not going to spoil anything.
Don't spoil alert.
I won't spoil alert.
And something highly emotional happened. And what
well,
did
it involved
you do?
A dog, and the dog is like, and I'm just going, oh my God. And I just started really bawling my eyes out. My own dog came up and could see I was distressed and started cutting up. And I just, no, don't. The memories are tough.
What did your dog do?
She came
did up. Did it have a big dag hanging out of the pup?
No, shut right. up. She came up and she just nuzzled me and she got up and gave me a cuddle.
And you blew it and you went up. So here's a trick if you ever want to make Jane cry. Dog stories are pretty good. Have we got the one just to give you the feel? This is from a previous episode of Make Jane Cry.
Zero was an abandoned Great Pyrenees puppy.
Yeah.
The daughter was celebrating her 12th birthday.
Yeah.
A very deranged family friend arrived with a gun. Zero instinctively threw herself in front of the kids and took the bullets. And the dog died.
Oh, Jane.
Well, that set me off again. So that's a terrible story.
That's a great story, and I love it. Jane, here's what I'm going to do. Today I'm going to make you cry because I found a story. It involves a dog. I've just put it on. I've just sent it through.
But I've said I didn't want to do it.
Listen
from the
to
when
me.
I saw it in production meeting. I didn't want to see it.
It's on your laptop now. Okay. I want you to read this story out about this beautiful dog. Well, and I'd be okay because as traumatic as it gets, it has a happy ending.
Oh, good. Oh, that's all right.
Really?
So can you read this story out and get through this story without bursting into tears? I feel, I don't know, maybe you're a stronger person.
Yeah, let's find out.
Okay.
Let's have a go. Dave, let's go.
A devoted coronavirus victim's dog waited patiently in a Chinese hospital every day for more than 3 months to be reunited with his beloved owner.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm.
Sadly, the elderly patient was killed by the bug after just 5 days. You said this had a happy ending.
Well, hang in there. It gets better.
The
it
little
really
dog won the hearts of concerned workers at the hospital after he arrived with his elderly owner during the hot... Unaware that his owner would not be returning, the seven-year-old male dog waited in the lobby of the hospital for more than 3 months, searching everywhere for him. No.
So the guy's dead, the dog's downstairs, it comes
searching,
to the hospital and waits there for 3 months.
Room.
Wait, it has a happy ending.
Okay.
No, the man died and the dog has been waiting there. One of the workers tried to send the dog away from the hospital, but to no avail. I first noticed the little dog when I returned to work. They told me his owner, a pensioner, was admitted. The dog had never left his side.
And now it's sitting there downstairs waiting.
Okay, well, that's the second
for
time.
A dead guy. Guy's dead.
All right,
it's
you
in,
did it.
It's in Wuhan. So it's,
you did it.
Could end up in a wet market. Who knows what happened to that
pardon. Do not say that dog's going to end up in a wet market.
Though. Jane, that's a good. Don't you think that's an uplifting story?
You told me. That's why I never. I saw it on the rundown. I thought, I'm not reading that. I'm not doing that.
The guy died and the dog waited there for 3 months.
All right, that's enough. Stop it. I don't want to hear any more of those stories. Where's the dog now? Why wouldn't they take the dog to the body?
Oh, Jane.
Well, there's another story.
I'll send it through. I'll send you through the finish.
That's right. Happy ending, though.
You're not going to like it.
Listen, you're a big fat liar. Let's go to the Song Whisperer.
Right after this.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
With Jay, the Song Whisperer.
Synopsis, please, Jay.
It's a song of time and emotion. It's not prehistoric confusion or medieval jealousy. It's not Victorian-era discontent, nor is it pre-COVID apathy. It's something much more contemporary and sustaining.
Okay. Mm. Well, on that note, let's get stuck into it. Christine, you think you know what the Song Whisperer is on about today? What's the song?
I hope so. I had two choices, but I'm going to go with my first one.
Yes.
If I can turn back time.
If I can turn back time.
I share.
Is that Cher sitting on a naval destroyer's cannon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She bet you wishes she could turn back time.
She's still great. She still looks fabulous, by the way.
She looked good in the Neolithic era.
She's gone strong. Song Whisperer.
Not correct.
Oh, I should have went with my second one.
Oh,
well, not yet. You've had your turn. Bad luck. She's trying to jam that in.
By the way, all our callers get the Rob Thomas invite too. So, well,
to find out what a second. Hey, guys on the phone, find out what her second one is, and if you want to, feel free to put it back into the mix.
Yeah. All right.
John, where are you calling from, John?
I'm out of Camden, Mick.
Camden,
New South Wales.
Yeah, great
New South Wales. What happens in Camden?
I'm in the butcher shop, mate.
Ah, having good on you, butcher.
Having a beer. Having a beer listening to you.
Having a beer in a butcher shop, mate. You own the world and everything.
It's so Australian.
Well played,
I love
John.
It.
Good stuff. Yeah. What's your song?
Time's on my side, the Rolling Stones.
Oh, great song.
It is a good song. Hey, can we do a whole show of tambourine songs one day?
Yeah.
You know, we do it sometimes. We've done it with pipes. We've done it with cowbell. Because that's a good tambourine song.
I've got a tambourine. I'll get that out.
Did Highly Strung have a tambourine?
No. I just have acquired that in time in my musical.
All right. Song Whisperer?
Not the Rolling Stones.
No. Oh, no. Sorry, John. Rob's on the line. Where are you calling from, Rob?
Calling from Wodonga, Mickey.
We get a few calls from Wodonga. Well, we must be raiding our tits off in Wodonga. Yeah. Not so much Auburn. Lots from Wodonga. Okay, mate. What's your guess?
It's Genesis, Land of Confusion.
Really? Mm. Not. You know what the Land of Confusion is? It's inside his head. Inside Phil Collins' head, I reckon.
You don't like Phil Collins, do you?
I don't like Phil Collins. He's not as bad as Billy Joel.
But
that's okay. You're safe, Mick. It's not Genesis.
No, well done. Nick, where are you calling from?
Elfin, mate. How you going?
You old hippie.
Mm.
Yeah, there's a good hairdresser out there, Todaro's. Okay. So Todaro's in Eltham. Oh, that's where I'll be going to get the streak taken out of my hair. It's a very good hairdresser. A fiery old Italian man.
Right.
All right, what's your guess?
Yesterday, Guns N' Roses.
That kind of works.
Yes,
too.
That's no better.
That is
fits the bill.
Yeah.
Medieval Jealousy.
Jay?
Yeah, one of the most underrated Guns N' Roses songs, but not correct.
Oh, jeez, he had us going there and then just dropped the boom.
Careful. All right, Darcy,
where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Shepparton.
Oh, dangerous Dave country.
That's it, mate.
Love a bit of
dangerous Dave. Did you ever listen to Dange when he was when he owned Shepparton?
96.9 Sun FM, rocking the valleys.
yeah.
Darcy doesn't care.
How old are you, Darcy?
22.
No, you missed it by 30 years.
Yes.
What's your guess, Darcy?
Modern Love by David Bowie.
David Bowie.
Hey, Darcy, for 22, let me just have a listen. Do you listen to much David
Bowie? Well, it's modern. It's a modern era. It's not Elizabethan.
Mm.
It's not Middle Eastern. It's not Middle Eastern. Temperate.
Contemporary and sustaining. It's correct.
Hey!
But it is.
Darcy, are you a Bowie fan?
Yep.
Oh, well, what's he won, Dave?
Yeah. You've got yourself, well, first of all, you're going to watch Rob Thomas this weekend, hosted by myself and Kennedy Miller.
Yes.
And then also we've got a case of Brick Lane coming your way as well.
Oh, an absolute ripper. Excellent.
Well done,
Your
Darcy.
Parents have done you proud to introduce Base you to Bowie, you. Darcy.
Base lager, I love it. All right, here is Bowie now with Modern Love, Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Just about done for the day. Podcast up soon if you missed any of today's show. It's been a cracker as well. KennedyMalloy.com.
It's been a ripper. We made Jane cry.
Yeah.
It's always a good day.
So much good stuff.
Mm.
And Ray Martin was great to catch up. I really liked
it was.
Ray.
And
Andy, of course.
Fun all round. Who's on tomorrow?
Oh.
We have Dr. Chris tomorrow. Because it's Animal Day. And lovely MG
Yeah.
Well, NRL's back.
We couldn't get Ryan Girdler because he was one of your favourites. Imagine if we had Ryan Girdler.
I like MG as well. So I like.
Yeah, I know,
I don't
but
have favourites.
Attracted
I don't have
to
favorites.
Him. Romantically.
I am not attracted to.
Imagine if you had Ryan Girdler.
I don't have
Dr.
Favorites.
Chris Brown on the same show.
Oh my God.
Wow.
What's going to happen there?
Oh my God. Why don't you react the same when I talk to you about people? You just go yeah. You just cop it. You just want it. Just leave me alone. You made me cry.
I made you cry. Can you have a look at the picture now of the dog? Because I've still got it up.
I've told you, don't be silly, because
but the dog
I've told
is
you I don't want
going,
to look at it.
He'll be back any moment now. He's like at attention.
Oh, damn.
Stop it. I've told you.
Any
I can't.
Now.
I've got my own dog staring at me,
dead and
loving
buried.
Eyes.
Owner's dead and buried, and there's a dog waiting
well,
in the foyer.
Well, there has to be a
going,
system to sort that out. They've got
to
work
to look
out
at
how
this.
Dogs can understand it. Why doesn't someone take the dog home, leaving
right,
it abandoned in
down,
a hospital?
Settle down. You've got their own
Come
problems.
On.
People are dying. It's an epic.
Sorry about that.
All right, everyone. Great way to finish.
Yeah, that's what a real up. All right, MG and Dr. Chris Brown. That'll be tomorrow's Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy.